This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network. The Specialty Produce app is the world's number one handheld resource on produce. The app features photographs, recipes, geography and history, taste and culinary applications on over 1,900 produce items. From apples to zapote, we've got your produce questions answered. Our app is available for both iPhone and Android. Download our app for free today.
Hey, parents. Are you looking for the perfect health practitioner that matches your child's specific needs? Or a school that matches your child's temperament? How about fun and innovative places to explore with your sensory curious child? Our online directory has resources you're looking for. Visit centerforconsciouskids.com, where you'll find the people, exciting podcasts, and events to experience conscious living together. Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Living. I'm here live in San Diego in Specialty Produce Network. And we're so delighted you're here to join us today. Here speaking with me and talking about fun with intuition is my colleague and partner, Annie Kalatkar. Welcome, Annie.
Hello, everyone.
We're so glad you guys and everyone joined us today. It is just such a really fun topic to talk about having fun with your intuition. We utilize our intuition every day in many, many multitudes of ways. And for us, as energy healers, we use it every day, even in our workplace. But for many, we can use it in just very easy, simple, everyday spaces and places in our lives. Annie, would you like to share with everyone where we can start our day utilizing our intuition?
Absolutely. I don't want to exclude men from this because I know there are guys that do this, but the majority who do this are women. They connect with their feelings about the day before they even open their closet or their drawers to see what they want to wear for the day. And oftentimes what they find is that they have worn a color that many other people have chosen to wear for the day. And then they almost have selective attention with this color. So for example, let's just say I picked to wear this dark green shirt today. There may be a multitude of other people wearing dark green. I certainly know my son wore it. And what does this do for us, right? Well, there's this sort of validation about being in harmony or more importantly, being in rapport with other people. And so this helps us connect with others. And we do this through our intuition.
Yeah, it's so amazing because we really wanted to talk today about three particular points about how to work with our intuition and how to have fun with it. And the first point that we were bringing up was, it is fun and you're already doing it in lots and lots of different ways. And the second point we wanted to talk about is obstacles. What are some of those obstacles we face of what makes it difficult to connect to our intuition? And then the third part is we wanted to talk about it's really fun. It's so much fun that everyone can do it anywhere, any space or place. And so talking about that fun and how we already do it, think about this. What do you think, Annie? When kids get dressed, especially I love the toddler age and the preschooler age, like when they go in their drawer, right, and you're teaching them how to dress themselves, and you go, you can pick out what you want for school, and they pick it out, and boys do this and girls do this, and they pick out, I don't know, a plaid shirt and polka dot shorts, right?
And like, striped leggings and sparkle shoes if they're girls.
Exactly. And if they're boys, they want the blinking, tennis shoes, for example. And what does that mean? And the parents, you know, or the older siblings may look at them and go, really? You picked that out? And they go, yeah, I picked that out. This is me. This is who I am. And what are they really trying to say? It's exactly it. They tune into their intuition. They said, well, the top part of me feels very right in that plaid shirt, coordinated or integrated with everyone else. I'm going to work with everyone today. The polka dots on the shorts might mean something like, right? I'm different. I'm special. Yeah, I'm special. You're special. Everybody's special. And let's bring out our specialties today, right? And then the leggings and the different things. And so what they're doing is they're expressing their feelings of who they are and how they're going to relate to other people in the classroom, right? And their schoolmates and their teacher. And so we're looking at it from an adult perspective as, that doesn't match, right? That doesn't work. That looks funny. When I look at you, you're like all kind of, in Hawaii, we call it kapakahi, right? Or all different kinds of patterns going on. And it seems like it's presenting or representing confusion, when actually they just wanted to show that they had many sides of themselves. So I invite everyone to have a little fun with that, maybe on a fun home day. But wear a t-shirt or a shirt or shorts or pants and wear different styles representing the whole you for the day, right? With different people in your house and see what they think. See what you do to express the different sides of you wearing the different types of clothing that you wouldn't necessarily match, right?
I have a very short story about this. I want to slip in.
Please.
When I was looking for schools for my son, I went to a couple different schools, but the school that I knew I was most in alignment with was when I walked in the front door and my outfit of navy blue skirt, white blouse, and a pale blue pashmina was represented in the entire school. The walls were painted the same color as my pashmina. I mean, it was just a very fun you tuned in nicely to the energetics of the school. You related to it. You got into rapport with it. And I think this is just one of the fastest ways for people to, you know, connect with their intuition at the beginning of the day and then watch what happens. And so, guys, the next time you're going to go to a business meeting where you have to wear a tie, tune in. What tie will create rapport with everybody?
Yeah.
You know, that's really a nice starting point.
It really is. In the pashmina or the scarf for the women or your earrings or I call it hair apparatuses because I don't wear them, but, you know, barrettes.
So your accessories.
There's a good one. Right.
Yeah.
And that how will that not only match with the clothing that you're wearing, but how will that match with everyone you're choosing to relate to during the day? And what does that mean? And how does that represent you and your energy and all of that? Because that's you using your intuition and tuning in about how we can relate to other people in such a very soft, pleasant, supportive, compassionate way. That's really awesome. So when we connect to our intuition or have fun with our intuition, we wanted to talk just for a little bit about what are some of the not so fun things, right? The obstacles to connecting to our intuition. And I know you were talking about it, Annie, in depth, and I thought you had some really great ideas about what that means when sometimes we get into judgments and those judgments leads to doubts. What do you feel that might be in the way of that, connecting to our intuition?
I think that there is a number of things that are the precursors to those moments where we feel the blocks. And I think it stems a lot from feeling the projections and judgments of others. So sometimes the criticisms that we experience when we share what's going on. So I do like to remind people that, you know, you have to check in. You have to know your audience. Who are you sharing with? And what are they sharing back to you? Because if you are, let's just say, novice level, you know you are intuitive, you've never explored it, you've never practice to get to the level of someone like Ashley or myself, where we're working every day of our lives, every minute, including while we sleep, working on those levels. How do you take a beginner, like a child is a great example. What do? We encourage them. We praise them. We offer support. We remind them, hey, it's okay. Go easy on yourself. Let go of your self-judgments. You can do this. Well, the more advanced you get, you definitely have those challenges, but less so. Okay. Yeah. So in the beginning, it's really important that while you are mastering your gifts, you check in and you ask, okay, will my message be well received by this person? Yeah. And if you get a yes, then ask, you know, in what way do I deliver this to them? Do they need to hear it in a way they can see it? Do they need to hear it in a way that they can hear it or feel it? So that is the advice that I would recommend for people. Just make sure you know who you're talking about. You don't want to go to the biggest cynic in your family.
Right. That's a great way to create that.
Done that. trying not to do that again. But yeah, it's just, self-judgments and then the judgments of others will always drop the energy flow in your body. Yeah. And then your intuition can hit rock bottom. So we want to make sure that you clear those projections of others from the past. Yeah. Okay. Because you still carry them. And this is why our psychic self-care ebook is so invaluable, because it has all the instructions on those 10 little pages, bits on your phone, about how to clear self-doubt and self-judgment and the judgments of others so that we can reconnect with our inner guidance, because that is the voice of your intuition. And we really want you to connect with that, because that is where the fun starts.
Yeah. And as we have fun, that energy just flows and grows more and more and more. And we wanted to talk about another obstacle which we create and have in our lives is stress, right? Stress will close down everything, including our intuition, because we're overwhelmed on any level. That can be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, any which way. But levels of stress that affect our intuitions, a really big one is time. I don't have time. I don't have time to tune in. I don't have time to check it out. I don't even have time to pick out the right clothes for the day, right? I would love everyone to notice when they wake up, maybe 5 minutes, they've hit the snooze button a couple too many times, and they have to jump out of bed, get dressed, and go. And then they say, I have no more time to figure out what I want to wear. I'm just going to pick what's the first thing on the hanger in the closet, right? So I pick that out. And then you show up, right? And then all of a sudden you're wearing something funny. And then everybody's asking you, you know, why are you wearing that? What's happening? What, you know, that doesn't seem to match you, or that doesn't match us, or something like that, right? People might say that either overtly or inside themselves that we may pick up on. But really what happened was we felt that time was limiting us. Time was overwhelming us. And so in that moment, what we can do is, I choose to choose, for example, my clothes for the day, and I choose to take another minute to just breathe and tune in and check out, what do I wear? What do I feel like wearing? But you know what's really fun about time is as we get better and better with this idea, it gets quicker and quicker, and you learn how to connect with all the people you're working with and all the ways you feel about yourself and connect with the clothes, for example, that you'd like to wear. And so after time, it just takes a couple of seconds to figure it out. But that's
why.
Yes, please.
I just want to inject something here. There are some literally, you know, the hero open the cave? He said, open sesame, right? What are the magic words that we say to open our intuition? It's very simple. We start with this concept of, I open to understanding how to have fun with my intuition. Yeah. And then your intuition will just be there for intuition. And also, I think I'll just confess, Ashley and I, we loved this concept of telling people, you know, you can have fun with this. And then we kind of sat with them and said, okay, well, what are the fun stories? And we both collapsed into giggles, because nothing came to mind. We're in this every day having amazing fun with it that like nothing really stood out. So I said, okay, I open to receiving specific stories that we can share with our listeners. And I said, I'm going to sleep on it. Well, the next day, guess what? My intuition was feeding me story after story, and we were able to go through and see what our listeners would connect with. So this is just ways that we want to remind you that, hey, if you can think of a good line to open up your mind, go for it.
Absolutely. And so when we let go of some of the obstacles that we experience, the ones we talked about earlier were judgments and then stress and then time. What other ones, if you all took a moment, our listeners, if you all took a moment, what are some of the obstacles you may experience in that you're experiencing stress that creates difficulty in having or connecting to your intuition? So just take a quick moment to think about that.
You can hit the pause button and get back to this section to keep moving if this is the recorded version.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. We're high technology people.
Exactly.
Just remember to keep hitting play.
That's right. So when everybody took a pause right there for just a moment, what does that mean? How did you experience what stresses you out? I know as a parent, many times what stresses me out are other people that they're like, no way can I connect my intuition. And why would connecting to your intuition be fun and exciting in relation to your kids? Right? And the reason why we want to connect to our intuition and actually connect to the kids' intuition is because we want to connect on that deeper level to provide confidence, to provide resourcing and advocacy for them, really getting to know them deeply, deep down inside, know the real me inside of me, inside of the child. And so when we connect to our intuition, that connection and bond between parent and child really deepens. And that includes our intuition with our coworkers, our bosses, people we work with, friends, family members, anyone. And so that's why connecting to our intuition is actually very valuable, supportive, resourceful, helpful, and guiding. And so in that situation of being a parent in a stressful environment at home, I've got the baby crying, I've got cooking going on the stove, and I've got the older one going, what's going on with my math homework, right? Then you feel overwhelmed, and it's hard for us to connect what needs support. Who needs support first? How do we juggle that? How do we work with that? How do we delegate and prioritize what's happening? Our guidance, our intuition can actually guide us through that situation so it's seamless, it's flowing, it's open. And when things at home or in our work environment are seamless and flowing, then what does that produce? Harmony, right? Maybe some peace, greater understanding of each other and ourselves. That's why connecting to our intuition is so helpful. So if you can notice what the stressors are in your environment, that's corrupting your ability to connect to your intuition. Notice what that is. Address those stressors so that you take a moment to dive right in, right? So here's our next part, Annie, right? Number three, we wanted to dive right in and let you know that it's fun. You can do it too. So what was the first one? It's fun. You're already doing it. Number two,
That's right. There's
a couple of obstacles. Most of them are stressors. And the third part is let's practice. Let's take it in the moment and practice. So if anyone's listening to this podcast and is driving or operating big machinery, as we call it, it's kind of funny. I mean, I don't know if there's many, you know, big machinery movers listening to the podcast, but there could be. But in the
moment, you could be operating a chainsaw right now.
There you go. Or in the operating room. So what we're going to ask everyone to do is to just take a moment, and we're going to drop into this moment of connecting with our intuition. So if you're doing something that needs all of your attention, give all of your attention to that. Put the podcast away for a little while and come back to it. But if you're in a nice place where you can sit and relax for just a moment or lay down, I'd love everybody to take a moment and just close their eyes, just to take a moment to look inward at this moment and take a deep breath. And we're going to go through a breathing process for about a minute on the podcast. So what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in about over 3 seconds. Now, if you're younger and you're a little kid, you might breathe a little bit faster, and that's okay too. But we breathe in, 1, 2, 3, hold breath for 1 second, exhale, 1, 2, 3. We're going to do this for about 10 or 11 cycles. You're doing great. Notice what you're feeling after each breath cycle. Notice stress or tension leaving your body. Notice how your body can begin to relax. The breath becoming easier. Your heart rate softening. Your blood pressure developing mellower states of awareness. Your immune system relaxing. Brain and nervous system is relaxing, opening, and expanding. And now in this moment, open your eyes and gently notice through your eyes what you notice through that breathing process. And now everyone connects to their intuition in different ways. It's kind of like very similar to your learning styles or preferences. Those preferences could be seeing, hearing, feeling, knowing, experiencing. Notice how you connect. You can close your eyes again if you wish, but notice how you connect to your intuition. So let's say you can hear things really well. You can hear words or sounds in your head, in your body. Now notice what, let's go back to picking out clothes in the morning. Notice what your inner voice, right? That can be your intuition. It can also be our doubtful parts, but this is our empowered intuition part. This is our inner guidance. Otherwise, we have other names for it, our enlightened self, other names. But tune in and ask yourself, ask that inner guidance, what color should I wear today? What shirt or dress or pants would be most fitting to represent me and what I'd like to share with everyone else in the world? How can I best support and relate myself to others through also the process of wearing these different clothes? As an example, what would I like my energy to represent? So notice what you hear. And for the people that see, they see the color, right? They see the shirt in the closet. I think we lost audio for just a second. We're going to redial in. Okay, well, while we're working on reconnecting with Annie, we'll continue with the live broadcast. And what we wanted to share with that broadcast is... That's cute with Messenger. Okay, so what we were actually talking about was that way of connecting. How did you all feel when you connected? And we're connecting with Annie too, which is kind of funny. Thank you. So what we'll be doing is completing this process by knowing that you can do it. Connecting with the fun of it that you are doing. We're just laughing because the studio, we're working with technical difficulties. But in the meantime, just know that you already connect with your intuition all throughout your day. And that how you connect is a really beautiful way. And we want to expand that connection and that opportunity. So what we want to do is we do it every day. Then we want to notice and understand the stressors that are happening in that process. So some of the stressors, right, can be like we're experiencing is multiple distractions. And that's okay. But we still can connect. And then we went through that practice of connecting that way. And the reason why we went through that practice in that breathing process is to help remove some of the stressors that had occurred that prevented us from connecting. Next, what we want to do is we want to recognize that when we can connect and how we connect really does dramatically impact us. And we would like to have that impact be positive, empowering. And so at the end of the day, in the moment, is take a moment before you go to bed every night to take a look at how did I connect with my intuition? What did that mean? And how did that support me throughout my day? And then when you gently fall asleep, it'll be very easy, very harmonious, and each day will grow and grow and grow. We also, at the Brain Integration Institute, do many more activities of fun and exciting opportunities to share in the ideas with you about how to deepen your sense of intuition, psychic understandedness, gifts, and other opportunities. One way that we do that is through family constellation work, where you get to actually wear a shirt and be a representative for a person, place, or object. Right? It's kind of cute. It's really wonderful. It's very healing. It's very transformational and exciting to do. So join us and connect with us at thebraininnegrationinstitute.com. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. We are so grateful for you tuning in and experiencing the innovations and opportunities we all can incorporate into our daily lives. Connect with us at centerforconscious.com to sign up for the latest news that showcases these revolutionary services and products. Our global website provides families with an online conduit for enrichment and transformation in all our lives. Please share with other kids and families who would enjoy these advancements in living consciously. I'm Ashley Lee, and I thank you so much for joining us.